Welcome to TBY Saves the World, episode 14. Looks like we're only going to have two episodes remaining, and this is one of the last two. So anyway, thank you for being here. Today we've got Mr. Baca. And we've got Arnold.
Hey there.
And we've got Ben.
Hello.
And I think we might have Triton buried away somewhere on Microsoft Teams. But the main point of this podcast is to spread the TV West joy in a way to more people, in a way that can be consumed while not being actively looking at a screen the entire time. So I would say for this week, we're going to start off, as usual, with Mr. Baca, who's going to give us some advice derived from one of our many social media channels. Mr. Baca?
And we're back! All right. So the first of these messages comes from a social media user on the Twitter sphere who brings us this particular DM. And it comes out of this particular dilemma. And before I get into some of the more obvious solutions to this problem, the rest of you can tell me if you relate, if you've encountered this problem. Now, if you're doing what you're supposed to, when you go into your various places of business or retail or whatever, you're supposed to wear a mask. Now, that's the responsible thing to do. And I assume you all have one. But the problem is, if you're wearing a mask, you're going to have a hard time letting people know what you're thinking and how you're feeling. For example, right now you can tell I'm really upset. If you put a mask on, how do you know, right? So the question we get is, how do you communicate your feelings when nobody can see your face? Now, I've prepared a few simple answers to address this particular dilemma. And before we get into that, is this a problem anybody has had in their day-to-day encounters and movements throughout the universe?
Yes, it is. And I found that actually just trying to recreate emojis on pieces of paper and showing it to people really helps them understand how you feel.
That's really good. So we're going to call that suggestion number one. And if any of the rest of you have some ideas for how to fix this problem, please share.
So when I'm smiling, I realize it just looks like I'm squinting at people. So I just stopped doing that because I think people get the wrong vibes from me because I like to smile at randos. And I'm probably going to stop doing that. Just stay neutral.
Yeah, and the squint you get when you're smiling could be the same one as when you're angry. So we're going to play a game. We'll have to narrate this so that the folks that are listening can see what's going on. But I'm going to put a mask on, and we're going to play. It's called smiling or scowling. All right. Okay. So everybody, take your best guess. It's smiling or scowling.
I don't know. I think that because of the position of the eyebrows and the look of the eyes, I'd say it looks like it's scowling. But it could be smiling because he's got a little devilish twinkle in his eye.
I kind of see it as a creepy smile.
Yeah, it seems like a creepy smile.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you say, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It is in fact a smile. That's creepy than I would picture.
All right. So here's the solution. All right. So Rogan, you had a great idea, and that's just walk around with emojis. I think another thing you can do is just, you know, take like your cell phone, which just about everybody has, and make a note on it and just use the drawing part, right? So this is going to be a really obvious one. So now you know I'm smiling.
I just see like a bizarre red triangle that actually looks scary than actually smile.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, no. You lost all your teeth.
You just walk around like this with a cell phone in front of your face, and you've solved a problem.
Right.
You're welcome, West High School. All right.
When the battery dies, you just your mouth has some horrible disease that makes it look like a blank black mirror.
That's why you gotta keep your battery charged. Any other suggestions before we wrap this up, folks?
I also think that it might be helpful. I haven't tested this, so you guys will all have to. But maybe just make like a noise. Like on, just be like more vocally expressive. So like you're angry.
Like when you're happy, you should go,
The world is happy and there's sunshine and puppies and rainbows.
Yeah, like a the kind of noise that a character from Sims would make. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that.
I don't speak that language because it's not a real one, but, you know. A good option, because a lot of you will say, oh, it's a lot of work to draw a different face. But if you do a frown, you can just rotate it around and then it becomes a small, oh shoot, you got to put it on orientation lock.
Yeah, you can't forget about that.
It'll stay in one spot. Yeah, especially if you go to lay down.
the weakness.
And for those of you who are a little more amorous and sort of missing the human connection, if you wanna kiss somebody, you just put your phone on their phone.
Wouldn't you have to be in like the same room then for that to work?
Well, couldn't you just take another phone and put it up to the camera? That's how you do it.
That works. That works. Or you can put your phone in the room, leave. They put their phone in the same room. They leave. You come back, get your phone. It would be romantic, to say the least.
Very romantic. We should call that asynchronous romance.
I'm writing this down.
It's saving time. It's saving people's health. All of these problems are fixed. This segment has been brought to you by cheese. Cheese goes on almost anything, and it tastes good. There's Italian flavors. If you go to the website for cheese and put in the promo code TV West Saves the World, you can save 30% off all cheese. This has been Advice with Baca.
You got the frown to work again. All right, so Ben, vibe check. How you vibing?
I'm vibing okay. You know how it be. I just took that AP exam and...
In what subject? How well did you do? Are you going to get through to college? What's going to happen, huh, man? Tell me.
I have no idea.
Have you watched any National Treasure lately?
There's only two movies.
I know, but both of them are so good. The original is better, but still, they're both good movies. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
How about you review National Treasure?
Okay. National Treasure. Let me see. Well, National Treasure is pretty much the epitome of perfect cinema, right? I mean, you just have to think about it. The storyline is engaging. The character writing is brilliant. Ben Gates is absolutely one of the greatest characters ever. He only goes on an idealistic rant once every 5 seconds. So that's pretty great. Everything about the film is amazing. The mystery, top notch. I mean, I really, words can't do justice to the level of National Treasure's power, but one of the most powerful things in existence is the National Treasure theme. Which is, you know, the theme song to National Treasure. And, you know, we did an entire episode on that. It really just ties it together. It plays every time something happens in the movie, which is great use of film scoring. You know what I mean? Just like the Star Wars theme plays every time something happens in Star Wars, which is
otherwise, it's not like this
variation in composing or anything like that. But whatever the case, yeah. So basically they came up with one good theme and they replayed it like 100 times, and it's honestly gorgeous.
Yeah, because otherwise you just have this really long score that's just only played once, and you only play like 30 seconds of it, and then like it just
releases. Absolutely. And I play it like every time there's an establishing shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's great. So yeah, that's my review.
What about the special effects in the original with how they got like the fake Declaration of Independence and all that? How would you rate the special effects?
How would I rate the special effects? 10. 11 out of 10. Yeah. Okay. They're beautiful.
And is that because of the...
Should have won the Oscar.
And what year did that come out? Do we have the numbers on that?
That came out in... Geez, I have to look it up.
Wasn't it 2008 or something?
Maybe. Let's just say it was 2008.
Okay. I think it was a classic. It deserves to be on everyone's top 10 list of their favorite movies. And I think that is one of my personal favorite Disney films that I've ever watched.
So this is National Treasure?
Like, it's one of the greatest along with, I'm trying to think of something funny to say. Eddie Murphy, Dr. Doolittle. What a comedian I am.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And yes, this is National Treasure. Basically, in the last episode we had that was over an hour long, we basically went on and on about National Treasure and how awesome it is, which it really is.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'll have to watch that for sure. Speaking of the best movies ever, have you guys ever seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Yes, I have.
Really.
So the same people who made that movie also made this movie called The Time Bandits, which my dad just had our family watch. And
that's a good movie.
You guys ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's by the same guy who directed some other famous movie. I can't remember right now, but
Monty Python.
All of the Monty Python movies were directed by, I think, Terry G.
Yeah. That's the guy I'm trying to talk about, but he also did like some other.
Yeah, like 12 Monkeys in Brazil, movies that you should not watch if you are an impressionable young elper.
Such as myself. Do you even know how old I am?
Not really, but I'm guessing you're in ninth grade. It's kind of a joke.
Yes, Benji, I am.
Okay.
I'm just going to start calling you Benji from now on.
Accidentally right there.
I'm going to pull a randomness here, and I'm going to do two things. One, I'm going to vibe check Emerald. So how you vibing, Emerald?
I'm vibing.
And the second thing is, isn't this only your second or third appearance on the podcast? And how do you feel?
This is my second appearance.
Right.
Pretty good about it.
And I actually have all 13 of episodes right in front of me, and I believe you were in on episode 4. Is that right?
I remember, I'm not sure what episode it was, but you just asked me how it was to be new at TV West, and it was like my first day.
Yeah, but... And you're like really nervous and all that. Well, how have you changed your perception of the class and maybe in the podcast and the show in general since your first day? Like how have you gotten more adept at video editing and all that?
I started to really enjoy it, and I feel like it's made me pay more attention to what I watch because I like want to do the best I can, you know? So I'm always looking for new ideas, and it's really fun.
Like you just keep your eyes and ears open for inspiration with whatever content you're consuming at that time, right?
Right, because we have to make a new episode every week, and so I feel like I'm running out, but there's always like more content to be given, you know?
Yeah, and I personally think that West is just an amazing school, and I really joined the team just so, you know, we can more express that to those who go to West, but also those who are interested in West, because it's on YouTube, that's available to everybody. And the podcast is actually on SoundCloud, so we get out to a variety of people.
We're pretty cool.
And I actually had some ideas for next year's podcast. I was considering a rename, maybe to like All About West or something just a little simpler.
Yeah, for sure.
The name TV West Saves the World was created more as a meme from like a meeting that we had where everyone raised their hands unanimously. I think Trayton came up with the name actually. And I think that was-
There were a few other names that were suggested in that one.
It's pretty
epic. I remember one of them was Mr. Baca and the Panther Pals or something like that.
I'm glad that TV West Saves the World won.
Yeah, honestly, I don't see a need to change it. I think that works pretty well.
Right. So this year, it's TV West Saves the World Volume 1. And then next year, we've got a plethora of opportunities. And I think next year, we're going to start experimenting with different formats of content. Like Mr. Baca calls this a conversational episode because, you know, we've got the three of us, we're vibing, we're talking about the things we're interested in, we're talking about how the pandemic is affecting classes and schools all around the world and really just keeping up to date on the important stuff. But you also have got like me and Ben's conversation about National Treasure, which, while not completely essential, is, in my opinion, an amazing topic to touch on.
Yeah.
And I think Ben can agree with me on that.
So speaking of next year and how the pandemic is affecting people, the West High School website, it's actually not updated. So it says that graduation will be held at the U still, which it will not be. But I've heard that that we're going to just have like a drive-by graduation, which will be highlighted in my next week's episode of TV West. So tune into that.
Nice. Nice self-promotion there. You're really catching on. But right now this feels more like Mythbusters. It's like, hey, do you think you're going to get to go to the University of Utah to graduate? Well, you thought wrong. You're going to have to drive by West High School, your own rinky-dinky place of education before it was closed down because of a worldwide pandemic.
Oh, my goodness. I think that really, that just really represents them very well.
Good job. Essentially, I think it's Wednesday, June 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. Seniors of the graduating class 2020, along with their parents, will the section of Third West from Third North to Second North will be closed off, so that it'll be a lot easier to conduct the ceremonies. And essentially, only the graduating student is allowed to actually leave their vehicle. All the others must stay in their vehicle. And what will happen is that they will do their walk up to the school, where there will be a little radio station tent that is actually playing Pomp and Circumstance and announcing the names, which I think is actually kind of funny. But they have to stay 6 feet away from each other. They go and get their picture taken in front of the Panther in the Commons, and then they get right back in their car and drive away after getting their diploma. So I would say it's not a perfect solution, but I would say it's pretty ingenious considering the limitations that have been placed on such public activities.
Right. I'm interested to know how they're going to like sort, you know, how they're going to organize this, because, you know, in normal scenarios, they'll have it in like A to Z alphabetical order. But I don't know how they're gonna like have people come in.
I think because of social distancing, it's gonna be like take a lot longer. So they're gonna have like people with the last names from a certain bracket, like maybe A to D, will come early in the day. And then by the evening, they'll get down to the Z's, and that'll be how it works. I'm not sure. And again, I'm just saying this from memory, but I'm mostly certain that it's accurate. So
yeah,
I'm just going with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got some coronavirus updates, more so local. that say that Salt Lake County is one of the only places, well, Salt Lake City more specifically, is one of the only places that will remain under the orange phase of the stay home policy after tomorrow morning, which is Saturday the 16th. Because most of the state is going to yellow, which is the second to last step. And the last step is new normal. I think this is way too soon because, especially without a vaccine, this virus is going to be with us for a very long time. And I think that only assuming it's going to last like a few months is a little irresponsible. But I do understand where they're coming from. I just wish there's more emphasis placed on the public safety. And maybe like incentives for businesses to follow those guidelines rather than just allowing them to stay open, especially ones like very non-essential places that are like fun playlands or things like that. Not that those are open, but that's just one example.
Right. I do understand that, and I think it's super important that we all stay safe, but I am really like happy that the economy is gonna open back up gradually, just because I know it's affecting so many people and it would be nice.
This is why we need socialism.
Oh my goodness. Exactly. Thank you very much, Ben.
Give the people the power.
Technically, we do have the power through the voting, my dude.
But the corporations control everything. They lobby the politicians. They control the narrative. Join me on my quest to destroy capitalism.
And how do we do this? Can we sign up for this on the same website that we buy your anti-government vitamin supplements?
Absolutely. But seriously, destroy capitalism. Frick capitalism. All my homies hate capitalism.
Well,
all my homies hate capitalism, and you should too. Sign up now.
Like, exactly. Capitalism is the tool of the billionaires. Capitalism is the oppressor of the masses.
Right.
Yeah. I, for one, am going to stay politically neutral on this podcast. So, I'll pass. I'll pass on that one.
I'm not trying to be politically biased, but I think that in times like this, like a socialist system would help to distribute the GDP more equally to people, and it would make the stimulus a lot easier to handle. Like, for example, a lot of the members of my family still haven't received their payments, and they've been told by the Internal Revenue Service that they can't get it until the fiscal year next year, which I think is like next fall. So it's just kind of disappointing how it was implemented. Not that I'm saying it's bad. I think it's great that they're trying to get money directly into the pockets of people. And I'm glad that there is a response to this and that there is progress being made towards a new normal. But who knows when that'll be.
And destroy capitalism. Then the new normal will be a lack of capitalism.
Thank you, Ben.
Consider that.
But I think that a new normal, as far away as it might be, we should just be grateful that there will be one eventually. I think we should all just try and stay safe in the meantime so that we keep other people safe and just bring an end to this as quickly as we can at our personal level. What do you guys have to say about that?
What did you say?
Wow.
I was thinking about destroying capitalism, sorry.
I just did like this whole inspirational message, and then you're just like, sorry, what'd you say?
No, I liked it. It was good. I think that, yeah.
The comedy, right?
For sure, be cautious.
Still. Like, what were you guys waiting for? I was like, what do you guys think?
I actually had just eaten a bite of food, so...
Pardon me. I'm sorry you're hungry, Emily.
Gotta survive out here.
Yeah, shout out to the food bank for keeping everyone healthy. And to the district for their grab-and-go meal policy that a lot of people have been taking advantage of. In a good way.
Yeah. It's so helpful. It's hard to... for, like, parents to feed their kids all the time.
And it also eliminates the danger of just going to a grocery store. Like, even if you do have the money, there's still that danger there that it's always better to just avoid. And I think the district's doing an amazing job at keeping up with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, whenever I've been, they've never even run out of food. So whoever is donating, hats off to you.
Yeah. Also, their snacks are bomb. I got jerky. No, chicken jerky the other day. So happy about it.
I was thinking, like, Emerald had any ideas, as you mentioned in your teacher appreciation clip that was featured, I think, last episode or, like, an episode before that.
Yeah.
So... what exactly inspired you to do that, create the segment, and also film a video? And do you want to shout out anybody else?
So when I heard about teacher appreciation from Mr. Baca, our wonderful teacher, I was like, yes. And so I contacted many people, maybe like 30, probably more, that I knew personally, and three of them gave me a video. So it's like really kind of, I don't know if I'll make one, something like that again, because it's like super stressful. But I think that it worked out in the end. It was definitely worth it to thank our teachers, and they deserve a thank you because they're awesome.
Yeah, and from my perspective, I thought it went down really well. And in terms of statistics, at least, Mr. Baca did note that there was a lot of interest in that segment you did. So well done. As far as I understand, it took like 2 weeks to create it, right? So twice as long as usual.
Yeah, but maybe now that that's out, more people will want to participate. I did like that there were other people in our episode, just to like kind of more represent West High School.
Yeah, and I think it was also really nice when the teachers followed up by responding to those messages. Well, it technically came before that episode, but they basically thanked the class of 2020 and they basically gave their support to us. So I'm certain that they deserve the support of their own, because they're the ones really shouldering the majority of the burden of this. Because, I mean, we might think it's hard to do assignments from eight different classes, but I mean, even during a normal school year, that's hard enough. Right now, they're having to handle the education of, like, what, an average of 100 kids per teacher?
Right.
Trying to make sure they have to get used to all these, like, late assignments coming in, and they have to communicate all electronically, and that can be quite a hassle. So I'm just going to do a blanket acknowledgement. Thank you to all the teachers everywhere in the world, all the educators, all of everyone that is helping to keep the educational system afloat, private or public or otherwise. And thank you for what you've done for us this school year. And even though it looks like we're gonna have to deal with that in the future as well, I think that we're all gonna be able to get through this eventually. Right, Emerald?
Definitely. I second that.
And Ben, do you third that?
Yeah, third.
Let me guess, you were thinking about destroying capitalism again?
Maybe.
Because you've been awful quiet over there in your little introspective guy wearing a monocle. And remind me again who that is.
I have no idea.
Nice. Did you just like put off the internet or something?
Good looking dude.
And Is that meant to symbolize the struggle of all of us living in a society?
I have no idea.
But we do live in a society.
Other than the fact that my Gmail bio status, my custom status on Gmail is LOL England, and that's my Gmail face.
Okay.
That's how it feels. Just do LOL
feels.
Where we've talked for a great amount of time, and I just want to thank Benjamin Metz for coming in today and talking absolutely. To us about National Treasure and destroying capitalism, and that's really all you did, huh? And then secondly, to Emerald for, I guess, getting over your fear of being on the podcast or whatever that was. But I think I also just want to have another congratulatory message. That was an awesome segment. And I think both me and Ben and anyone else who's listening hopefully can understand the actual amount of work it takes to orchestrate such a large production, because it's not like all these people are in a personal ring. These people are from all walks of life. They're from all over West, and I think I was just really happy that everyone chipped in. So
yeah, me too. Try it sometime.
try it sometime, see how you feel, see if you can do it better than I can, huh?
Yeah, I bet you can.
Emerald Care for you, everybody. And I'm Brogan Nilsson, and for TV West Saves the World, all of us wish you a happy and safe pandemic, however long that might be. And do your schoolwork and enjoy your summer. Bye.
Bye. Peace out, you guys.